I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Limits, do we have the big boy?
Yeah, I just spoke with the big boy on the phone. He said that he is going to jump on the video feed and he should be on in literally a matter of 5 seconds. But if it's not 5 seconds,
one thousand,
don't hold me to it.
2-1,000, 3-1,000, 4-1,000, 5-1,000, he's not on.
No, he's not there.
You were wrong.
That's why I said don't hold me to it.
Check out the first episode of Breaking Bread, presented by Saloni's Italian Bread. Hannah Mears sits down for lunch with Malzi, and the two talk about Hannah's career, life on the road, and more. Breaking Bread is on the 93.7 The Fan YouTube channel. Plus, find out who Hannah thinks is the funniest athlete she has encountered. Available only on Saloni's Instagram page. Fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And fan Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Who's the funniest athlete I have encountered, you might ask, Limits?
That's a great question.
Although you didn't. Probably
no, I didn't.
Yager had a great sense of humor. He was a little bit mercurial, to put it mildly, but had a great sense of humor. Darius Kasparaitis was laugh out loud, hilarious every day. Like that, yes. Without the highs and lows of Yager. I'm trying to think in the Steelers locker room. Funniest. Oh, well, Al.
Villanueva.
Al was the single funniest human I've ever encountered.
Do you think the big boy agrees?
I don't know. Big big boy. I love the hat. TJ. I have a friend on TJ Softball. Did you know that?
Big game coming up, huh? Big playoff game coming up.
Joe Bracco. His daughter, Addie Bracco. She's the shortstop. At least she was the last I checked. And I like it when they win, when she wins. You go to their softball games?
No. Back in the day, I did when I used to work for the McKeesport Daily News.
Well, why don't you support them still if you wear a TJ hat and they're in a lot of big games? Go out to a game and support them, will you?
They're in the playoffs now, so they're probably playing like in Robinson or somewhere like that. That's too far for me.
Robinson Town Center has a good feed store. You can kill two birds with one stone.
Hmm,
right, Limits?
Hmm.
Thanks to the good feed store.
How are you, big boy? Good? You doing well?
I'm doing spectacular. Where's Robert at today?
They don't call him part-time pomp for nothing. He's off. He'll be in tomorrow. We just had, for some reason, because Malzi is sitting down with Hannah Mears on the first episode of Breaking Bread. She's going to tell Malzi the funniest athlete she's ever encountered. My choice for my career is Big Al. How about you? Who's the funniest athlete you ever encountered? He's up there, isn't he?
It depends. Depends on what day you would get him. You get him on a day where CNN is in town and want to talk about his hand over his heart. He's not very pleasant during those days, but I thought Pouncey was pretty funny. Right now, I think it would have to be, you know, he's a funny guy. It's Christian Kuntz.
Is he?
Long snapper.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's a funny dude.
Ike was a funny guy. Casey Hampton was a funny guy.
Oh, Casey Hampton, probably. You probably hit that on the head. I mean, Casey Hampton was just hilarious. Just to deal with. I mean, one of my favorite stories of all time with Casey Hampton was, I think it was Benzie. If it's not, it's going to be Benzie for this particular story. He was asking one long-winded question, and Casey interrupted him and said, "Man, my job's not that hard. I go left or I go right."
That's great.
I just thought that was kind of funny.
You know who's a really underrated funny guy? When I covered Pitt basketball, Blake Hinson is hilarious.
He was great on the air.
Really great.
When he'd come on with us. Do you have Benzie from the top rope with the George Pickens question for Cabali? I think he would enjoy that. The season's basically over. Tomlin thinks he's getting out of there. The PR people think they're getting out of there without any reference to George Pickens being late to a game because the news had just broke. And in comes Benzie with literally the last question of the year.
Mike, is there any accuracy to the report that Pickens was late on Christmas Day to the game against the Chiefs?
Man, that's a few days back. I really don't know I have the answer to that, to be quite honest with you. I got a lot going on in pregame. I can't answer that definitively.
Now, I don't remember if my most talented player was late to the big game. You like that, Kabali? I like Benzie there.
It was either a yes or a no. Another one was the COVID year during the old USC interested in hiring him. We're all sitting waiting on who's going to ask us. We all basically go at the same time, but Benzie, of course, shouts us down and asks about the USC job, and that was the infamous not a booster having big enough checkbook.
I love that quote.
Benzie from the top rope.
Yeah. Benzie's had he's had quite a career with that. Who do you think is Tomlin, I don't want to say most hated, but the person Tomlin, when they were in their primes of asking questions, would least like to hear from at a news conference? And I'll give you some candidates. Benzie, Jory Rand, David Todd, Aditi, or other?
I'd probably say other.
Who would it be?
Oh, the great Jacob Klinger. I think he despised him. He absolutely despised
him. Do you remember him, Limits?
Not well enough, apparently.
Do you remember him at all?
I know the name, yeah.
Mm.
No, stop it.
Borderline Mulsey. No. Borderline Mulsey. I know the name. Or who did he write for?
The Trib.
Wrong. See, we've
was
been
the
trying.
Nick Faribault before Nick Faribault.
Exactly. He wrote out in for Harrisburg Patriot News, I think, or Altoona, didn't he?
Yeah, put it this way. He left such a lasting impression. I think they went 10 years without covering the Steelers, the Harrisburg Patriot News.
Oh, wow.
Before they finally jumped back in because of Klinger.
I like Klinger.
But beyond Klinger, I would say probably David Todd.
Yeah.
Because it could, no matter what it was, the first question to David Todd was, well, you know, the clock management. I'm like, no matter what it was, first question was clock management.
It was incredible. And it was usually analytics based, which I never heard Tomlin. That drives him nuts. Of course, he himself, for the first time I've ever heard, used analytics to explain the benching, non-benching of George Pickens for the Cowboys game this year. Remember that? It was about snap management and such things.
Load management. That load man. He must have got all of his energy back just after one game where he had to have his load managed.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
Who do you think has a better year, big boy, George Pickens or DK Metcalf?
There's going to be times where George Pickens is going to make some big plays and some big games. You're going to question why they made the deal, but I think ultimately it will be Metcalf. It's just a matter of time before something happens in Dallas. Who knows when that would be, but at some point, and I love how Dallas, their coach, what's his name now? I forget now. Shotzi, right?
Schottenheimer. Yeah.
Talking how great of a individual he is. Yeah, that's
Limits. You should have known that right off the bat.
I did, but I didn't want you to.
Oh
get
my God!
Because I knew it.
Oh boy,
Brian Schottenheimer is their coach.
If you knew it right away, why didn't you jump in?
Because I didn't want to insult you because you didn't know it.
Wait
I'm
a second.
I'm kind of confused here. Are you saying that Bechtold is doing a Mulsey as in never admit that he's wrong?
Yes. It's a version of early onset Mulsey disease. An entire region is rooting for
he's
Austin.
He's taking it way too far, Kamali.
And the nature of the disease is, please don't let me look like I don't know something. And we all have it to a certain degree. Like if someone asks you, Mark, did you see Almost Famous, the movie? And if you didn't see it, I think we all have an inclination to still say yes, but when it reaches disturbing proportions, that's when you may have a touch of Malzahn disease, and that's what poor Austin's been battling.
Kabali, I think that Joe is approaching pony levels of over-exaggeration now. I think he's getting there.
No.
One day you'll get to my over-exaggeration, that range. I think I lead that list.
Poor little Limits. Do you feel bad for him?
I never feel bad for Austin.
Because he's rich?
Tell me where the stack of money is, because I haven't found it yet.
He's Baldwin royalty.
He is Baldwin royalty, mostly because of wiffle ball right now.
He walks into Baldwin High School, and they're like, oh, my goodness, there's Austin Bechtel.
A lot of people do know you over there, Limits, because some of my daughter's friends are from Baldwin. I'll ask one of them randomly, and they know you because of the documentaries that you've produced on Baldwin basketball and such.
Yeah, the high school football stuff.
Yes.
It's pretty cool.
You're very well known there. All right, big boy, I forgot what I was going to ask you next because we got caught up in the Limits drama. T.J. Watt was actually on my mind.
Yeah.
And we'll get to that at the top of the hour. First, what do you think of the idea of NFL players
look who's here
playing flag? It's Malzahn himself.
Hold on. Hello. Salutations here.
Say hello to the big boy.
I can't hear you, Kabali, but I'm sure you're offering many salutations. Hi. So I was told, and I'm just going to kind of riff here, I was told that Austin once again failed a challenge, did not know who Jacob Klinger wrote for, kind of pulled the,
I think I've heard the, I think I know the name.
I'd like to bestow on him, he had a Malzahn moment. I have a hat, actually, I've been keeping for just such an occasion. I'll put it up to the video here. It's General Know-It-All. I'm going to bestow this on Austin. He's a five-star General Know-It-All, Austin. Hold on, I'm going to bring it into you, big guy.
This is actually touching that it's come full circle to the point where Malzahn himself is reaching out to you in a time of need. Limits.
I appreciate him for doing that.
Yeah.
It's a flat bill hat too, so it fits right in with Austin.
Right. I'm crying now, actually. Look at that.
It fits perfectly.
General
I'll have to come to the video and show it off.
Goodbye, Joe. Goodbye,
Kabali. Kabali, I'm in tears now. I can't believe that this has happened.
The problem is people on YouTube can't see
it. There we go.
The hat,
Limits, go ahead. There he is.
There you go.
Go to YouTube to check it out.
What a General Know-It-All hat. You like that?
What a beautiful.
Like he looks like the skipper from Gilligan's Island.
What a beautiful. What a beautiful gesture by Malzahn.
Oh, so kind of
really
him.
Was.
Yes. Is it kind or
black
insulting?
And gold?
A little bit of both. What? Mark?
It's black and gold. It fits him perfectly.
It is.
Looks great.
It's a five-star general, too. You notice that, Joe?
That means the diseases must have gotten really bad if it's five stars.
I did notice that. What do you think of T.J. Watt and his contract situation? Is this going to get ugly? Are we headed for a hole? What's going to happen?
Well, I don't think it's going to get ugly. I think it's just going to work its way out. If it's a hold in, how are we going to really know, to be honest with you? Because he'll be at OTAs. I mean, he'll just go through individuals like he did. And does he really need training camp? Does he really need OTAs or mini camp? No, the last time he did his infamous hold-in, which he did a lot of, if not all of the individual work before sitting out teamwork, he finished with 22 sacks. As long as it's done before September 6th is the only thing I'm worried about. But I think that will be done. It's just a matter of, if we're going to give him 3 for $120 or what. And that's basically what it's going to come down to.
All right, top of the hour. I have other Steeler questions. Needless to say, some of them revolve around quarterback. If you agree with the win difference that Ben put forth between Aaron Rodgers.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.